Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me. Did you get that part? And if you didn't, hey, it is me, Gregory Mannarino. We have a lot of stuff I want to cover with you right now. This is my post-market wrap-up on this Monday, January 23rd, 2023. You know, let's start off with this freak show of a stock market just real quick here. Nice rally on Wall Street, especially for tech. The NASDAQ finished higher by about 2%, a little over 2%. Okay, just lovely and fantastic. The debt market, okay. I would say we got to keep our eyes on it. All right, the 10-year yield came up a little bit. The relative strength of the dollar staying flat. Nothing major here, despite what may or may not be occurring with regard to Japan. And, you know, they got all kinds of problems here. The whole world is turning into some kind of a freak show of exploding debt. And, you know, Japan's not the only player in all of this. Anyway, with that said, let's keep our eyes over at the market just for a few more minutes. Silver was down big time earlier today. We rebounded, did finish lower, but not by much, about 1.5%. Gold putting on a slight gain. Crypto's doing good. Bitcoin around 23,000. Crude oil relatively flat, slight gain for crude oil. That's pretty much where that whole thing stands. Now, with regard to natural gas, I did my little commodities report earlier today, one of my shorts. Did you see it? I hope you did. This is a crazy phenomenon that we're seeing higher by like over 8% today alone. And you know, look, I don't think anyone that follows market dynamics should not, number one, have been shocked to see the precipitous fall of natural gas. And nor should you be, you know, taken back by seeing this rebound here. We spoke about it a couple of times already. And I'm not sure it's done. I don't think it is. Definitely, you know, got oversold with all the margin calls and all that was associated with it. You know, extreme greed. You always get these kind of things here with every single asset. Honestly, when it gets into that phase of just, you know, panic buying. Now, with that said, I want to cover a few other things here with you. Thanks, Carlos. Anyway, let's do that here. I did another little short earlier today talking about leading indicators for this market. I've spoken about these things before. What are they? These are apparently economic indicators that are going to tell us moving down the line if we're going to be doing worse off or better off. Well, these leading indicators have continued to fall now for 10 consecutive months. And they continue to point towards things getting worse here. Now, what was outlined in this report, a few things that I want to pay attention to because I want to read something to you in just a little bit. It'll play right into it. So according to the leading indicators, it's predicting this widespread weakness in manufacturing, factory activity as well, home buildings, financial markets, hold that thought, and jobs moving forward. We know what's going on. Let's just look at the market real quick. So we got layoffs by the tens of thousands. It's pretty much out of control. No secret. It was told to us that this was going to happen. Okay, just freaking lovely here. People are obviously being meant to suffer. Does it hurt the market? No, it doesn't. As you can see, now we're getting bit up, especially here with tech. With all kinds of layoffs going on. It's pretty terrible. But that's the current situation that we are in. So with regard to the financial markets and these leading economic indicators, I'm going to tell you what you already know. If they can keep the illusion of stability here in the debt market, they can keep the relative strength of the dollar flat, keep it weak. And if crude oil wants to play up the back, well, who doesn't want to do that? Then I think this market is going to be fine moving forward. Now, with that said, I want to talk about this. This is, you know, kind of every Monday I write up a paper like this. And I want you to have it. All right. I want you to have your own copy of this. And you can get it right freaking now. If you already are a subscriber to my free newsletter, it's really free. Not kidding. It's already in your inbox. If you are not a subscriber to my free newsletter, please subscribe. There's no reason for you not to. I put out all kinds of little things over there. There is a link to my newsletter, my free newsletter. I'll say it again. in the description. Thank you again over there, people. Let's do this. Let me read this to you, and I'm going to ad lib as I go along because I think it makes it kind of more exciting. And plus, you know, I can't, when I'm writing these things, I can't really get out everything I want to. So it helps me do that right here with all of you. So let's see. Enter the next phase of insanity. Can you read that? Enter the next phase of insanity. All right. Now, I don't think some of this is going to be a shock to you at all, but pay attention to some of this. The world is on the cusp of yet a new and much more dangerous propaganda campaign, period. Misinformation, falsehoods, market rigging to an even greater extent, economic contraction, economic depression, okay, increasing poverty, discord, and much more debt, and yes, expanding war, henceforth the title, enter the next phase of insanity. I think a lot of you here already have an idea, and this is not on this page, of where we're being pushed here. Obviously, this is nothing new either. If you were to look back on history and how world wars develop, it's as the world economy was contracting and free-falling as it is now. And obviously other elements as well. But these things all play together as how we're being pushed right now by central banks for a reason. And we'll talk about that reason in just a moment, but just pay attention here. So anyway, expect that every manner of deceptive tactic will be used, like misdirection. As an example, look here, don't look there. How many times have we seen that? False flags, especially on the geopolitical front, and a very real currency devaluation on the economic front. I've been speaking about currency devaluation for a while. Central banks want to in a race to the bottom. You know that. They're not going to stop crushing their respective currencies. All right. As I'm reading through this, come up with some questions here, people, because I'm going to do that at the end. But that's what makes this live stream pretty interesting. Now, I want you to remember this. Remember this. No other endeavor on earth generates more cash for the military-industrial complex than the creation of, propagation of, and expansion of war. Today, by design, we have a world economy in freefall, as I just referred to. This is how central banks or the real government collectively bring the world to the brink of war and then push us into a wide conflict. So today, by design, we have a world economy in freefall, with the puppet masters themselves, world central banks, pulling the strings. These institutions are deliberately pushing the world economy off a financial cliff. And when all else seems to fail, they bring you to war. Sound logical so far? Am I saying anything? And I'll read. Am I saying anything that doesn't make sense to you so far? I think it's probably making sense to you. All right. Ponder this for a moment. Where does the cash come from? Where does it come from, people, to fight these wars? Duh. Okay. War is the most expensive endeavor on the planet to finance. And I'm not talking about the cost of human life, which is obviously much greater. So where does all the cash come from to finance war? It comes from central banks. We're more than happy to lend. There is not a single developed nation on earth which keeps stockpiles of cash on hand somewhere to finance our future war. We're already destitute. Every developed nation in the world slaves to their central banks. With war, central banks simply create all the cash called upon by governments to fund war. Makes sense so far? Are we on the same page? I think so. Now, I want you to think about this. And this may seem kind of counterintuitive, but war is good for financial markets. And it's insane, henceforth again the title of this. All the news today, think about what I'm going to tell you right here. All the news today is how industrial output is cratering. They're calling this a factory recession here. Factories are shutting down. It's a worldwide phenomenon. Well, again, why is this happening? Central banks pressuring the world economy, killing the consumer. You all know this. Okay. Well, in a time of expanding war, industry and factory activity picks up. Moreover, the cost of energy rises and commodity prices rise as well. Energy-producing companies, defense stocks, weapons manufacturers all tend to outperform. almost done. I just put down a couple of examples here because I know some of you are probably thinking that I'm out of my freaking mind. But just as a couple of examples, at the onset of World War I in 1914, world financial markets initially fell 30%. Okay, everyone thought that was the end, which was quickly followed by a 90% rally off of the low. Okay, now with regard to World War II, when Hitler invaded Poland, stocks initially gained. And then when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor December 7th, 1941, stocks fell a little bit, not actually too much, like about 5%, which was followed up by a 50% rally by 1945. So war is good for this freaking markets. We eliminate all kinds of people, I guess less mouths to feed too. As World War III unfolds, a little cryptic message here for you. Look for terrible human suffering, disease, depression, and more reasons to borrow, and currency devaluation, meaning much higher inflation. I would be willing to bet that there's not a single one of you out here who would disagree with a damn thing I wrote here. And again, I want you to have this. It's already in your inbox if you're a subscriber to my free newsletter. If you are not, please subscribe, and you can get your copy of that. So what I want to do, my lovely friends, is straight on my desk a little bit, that's for sure. But I want to cover some questions with you. So let's see. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Look, I always tell people that silver is my favorite asset because I feel like it's the most undervalued asset. But also you have to consider, I mean, look, this silver is used for medicinal purposes. It's used in smart weapons creation and all kinds of stuff here. So there's another reason if you need one to believe that you should be holding silver, physical silver, gold too, copper, platinum, palladium. I've been telling you for a while now about commodities moving forward. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's, absolutely silver. It's used to sanitize things. Absolutely. Anyway, I want these videos to run too long here. I think I covered a lot with you, and I think this is important, and I want you to have it. So anyway, with that said, I'm going to end this video. I hope this has been informative to you. I like these live streams with you. Yes, silver is antimicrobial. Absolutely. You guys and girls are fantastic, honestly. Much love. I never get answered. What's your question? J Crypto Gold SLV? Where's the dog? I'll bring him out. He's not in. He's sleeping out there. I don't think he wants to come out here right now. Anyway, the shock face. All right, people, look, I'm going to get going. I will see all of you in the morning. I hope you're enjoying these things. I'm really trying to make a difference. I'm trying to make this more interactive for all of us, something we can all kind of get our heads around here. All right, everyone, I will see all of you in the morning. Please share this stuff, get it out there, think about it. And I want to know what you thought about this. I did read through it, but get a copy for yourself, read through it, and tell me what you think. Am I on track? Am I off track? I believe sincerely central banks are setting this up by design. And you can see what's going on here. Mission creep over there. You got, this thing is going to expand this war. It's going to get bigger and bigger. It's going to go on and on and on and on. And other nations are going to get dragged in here. It's a damn shame, honestly. I will see all of you in the morning. Take care.